Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. It is Tuesday, February 28th. You know, if people really listen to the news which broke last night, Monday the 27th, on Fox, they would be really, really concerned about the relationship between America and China. Fox broke the news last night that they had irrefutable proof that, in fact, the COVID virus did initiate in the Wuhan labs, and, in fact, the COVID virus was directed by the Chinese directly to America. Jim, what's your comment on that?
Well, first of all, it wasn't Fox News broke the news that the Department of Energy intelligence operation has said there's a high probability that it was created in a lab, that the Wuhan COVID-19 virus, the China virus, was created in a lab. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of us that have been talking about this since it came out, that's not new, and it's not news. It's a story that was brought out way back, even by Tucker Carlson in March of 2020. He had the
but nobody took it seriously, Jim.
Well, not only did they not take it seriously, the institutional CDC and, of course, the media people attacked it as conspiracy theory, racist, as Tucker showed last night in his show. He showed examples of that. Mm-hmm. But there was information at the time, let's just review it very briefly, where a U.S. investigative team had actually been at the Wuhan lab a year and a half before and published a paper, an actual cable to the State Department saying how lax policies in there were very dangerous.
Right.
We know that Anthony Fauci had circumvented U.S. restrictions on gain-of-function research in order to fund EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak to do work in the Wuhan lab to do gain of function type research on COVID viruses. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the doctor that was on Tucker Carlson last night.
You're talking about the Chinese woman, yeah.
Chinese doctor who came out back then and said, hey, this was released from the lab. I did research at that laboratory.
Yeah.
So I know that's the case. Now, there's more about this story. So Rand Paul has come out and said today that, look, this information has been classified. We knew this. Somebody leaked this from the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us have seen it and knew it that were involved in the review of this. But because it's overly classified, the administration has protected that information from being released, which once again shows the Biden regime willing to silence critics and absolutely deceive the public in order to ensure they maintain their positions and their basically to maintain their policies that
Jimmy, but I also remember that, as you brought out when we were talking off mic this morning, we brought the story out 2 years ago, back in 21, if I'm not mistaken. We didn't have the Chinese.
Well, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
In 2020.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I get a little crazy here in the morning sometimes. I was up very late last night as I was following this story. But yeah, we brought it out in 2020. I find it really, really interesting that so much of the news that some of the stations and some of the networks bring out never see the light of day. And this is a great example, Jim.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I was just looking at a headline that in 1983, when the population in the United States was a lot smaller, the last episode of MASH was broadcast. You know how many people watched the last episode of MASH?
Millions.
100 million people.
Yeah, right.
Do you know how many people watched the news? I mean, on a good night, Tucker Carlson gets 3.5 million viewers.
Yeah.
On a good night.
And most people don't watch Fox anymore.
Well, no, that's not true. Actually, more people are watching Fox than any other news channel by a significant margin.
Now, that I didn't realize. Do you have the exact numbers, Jimmy?
No, but they're published monthly, and it's been, I think, probably 4 or 5 years that they've led by far in cable news. And, in fact, Tucker Carlson has been on top, and The Five, another one of the shows, have been on top for for years now, quite a few years. Bill O'Reilly was on top before that in cable news.
Yeah.
But they are so far outpacing MSNBC and CNN. You can double the numbers from those cable outlets, and they still don't compare to what Fox is doing.
Well, CNN is losing a lot of credibility, which, you know, neither here nor there, but they are losing a lot of credibility.
A lot of credibility and a lot of viewers.
Yeah.
Now, MSNBC, they're very much, that's a political agenda. And a lot of people talk about Fox being a political agenda.
Right.
A conservative agenda. But their audience is kind of in that ignorant zone, if you will, where they fail to look at rational issues. And there are some, sometimes I can't take Sean Hannity. He's not the rocket scientist out there.
Yeah.
But Laura Ingraham, very intelligent, very capable.
I enjoy
Jesse
her.
Waters has been really, really increasing his viewership. So
Jesse Waters is really doing damn good right now, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, this still does not reach enough people.
Right.
And when you include all conservative media outlets, there's that means online and different social medias, they're still being silenced. They're still being censored. So you're not getting this information out. But it is slowly and effectively becoming more of a problem that people understand because of the damage that's been done from the decisions this government has made on COVID.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a continuation of information coming out on the lack of effectiveness of vaccinations, the potential damages that vaccinations are doing, the origins of this vaccine, and then the damage that did to the world. I mean, sorry, not just the vaccine, but the actual virus.
Yeah.
And the possibility that, in fact, the Chinese may have, even if they didn't release it on purpose from the lab, but once that was out, they actually, this is fact, they stopped allowing people to transit inside China to the Wuhan districts, and they stopped people from Wuhan going outside of that district.
Right.
But they allowed international flights. Those international flights had direct flights into Italy.
Italy's, I recall. You bet.
And it killed, a large number of elderly people there and susceptible people.
Yeah.
Direct flight into New York, direct flight into London.
Yeah.
And they not only allowed them, but encouraged them, which was exacerbating a known problem. So that is them using it as a bioweapon, in my view.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. You know, one question I have that's rather interesting is I got done watching this news last night on Tucker Carlson on his late show, which is basically a rerun of the early show. And I was amazed this morning when I went over our various sites that we watch for news that was not a blaring headline event. It wasn't a blaring headline event on Liberty Daily. It wasn't a blaring event on Consumer Free Press. I just don't understand any of the major networks.
I think you missed them, Al, because I did see the Tucker Carlson. In fact, it starts off right here. Tucker Carlson blistering opening statements about on Citizen Free Press. It's about the fifth.
Press. Yeah, but none of the what I would call conventional free press ran that story.
Well, you're not the NBC, ABC. CBS, they're certainly not going to run that story because they're afraid, because they were so strongly against and blocking this information in the past. And of course, again, you still have censorship with Google. You still have censorship with some of the search engines out there.
Sure.
And you're just starting to see the opening up of information with Twitter releasing a lot of.
Thank you, Elon Musk.
Yeah, no kidding. So the reality will become apparent.
Yeah.
The number of people that are dying with myocarditis and pericarditis at early age, that's becoming really serious problem.
Well, a couple of people did make the news this morning, actually, on that one. One an athlete, and I don't recall the other one.
Yeah, so you're seeing the numbers. They can't hide them for too long. So, the cardiac testing at Washington Public Event found 53% myocarditis rate,
yeah,
including two active duty military pilots. And that's from actually, like local news.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing the implications. And as we get more information out, the people like Anthony Fauci, they better be hiding and running, because they perpetuated myths and lies, and ultimately the media organizations and the corporate influencers that were bowing to the Democratic Party and the Democratic operatives who wanted to use the virus as a political tool. And there is no question that Nancy Pelosi used it as a political tool to get Joe Biden elected, as well as the entire Democratic Party, in order to show anger and frustration and manipulate voter rolls and mail-in voting and all these new policies that went in place in order to circumvent standard rule of law for vote elections.
Jim, they circumvented those policies. Want to explain to our new listeners, because we ran quite a number of shows on her technique in doing that. Can you go over it once more?
Well, of course, what we saw was the fear of the virus keeping people away from each other.
Right.
And of course, the constant drumbeat that this was either, by calling it a Chinese virus is racist. But then on top of that, it's like, oh, this is so deadly and so dangerous. You must wear masks. You must be separated. You can't gather together. They shut down businesses. They made, once the vaccines, actually, when the election happened in 2020, it was prior to the vaccines. If you remember, Pfizer they had developed the vaccine prior to the election, but did not announce it until after the election, which would have probably changed the outcome.
Uh-huh.
Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party in leadership, they in many of these states, they had, in blue states, they created so much fear that people weren't allowed, even in some cases, to go to polling locations. So they forced mail-in ballots. And then they actually ignored the rules and the legislation in many of these states. Pennsylvania is a great example. Georgia was another example. They ignored the rules in order to allow mail-in voting without voter ID verification.
Right.
And, of course, that was huge action done with funding and support from Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, $419 million,
mm-hmm,
of which the vast majority of it went to support nonprofits and local governments in funding election processes through hiring Democratic operative nonprofits in order to conduct elections.
Yeah.
So there was a huge, huge effort to manipulate the elections based on COVID. And of course, the outcome of that was what we see now. Joe Biden, questionable leader in a questionable position, doing a lot of damage to the United States and continuing to double down and triple down and quadruple down on policies that make no sense. And that is primarily because we see these massive studies. The Cochrane study, which came out with huge, approximately 75 studies around the world that basically compiled them, looked at them, and said, masks did nothing. And then new studies that came out from very prestigious organizations saying, hey, look, the lockdowns only shut down businesses, only hurt people, only increased economic damage, but did nothing to help people.
Yeah.
They were not beneficial to people. Of course, they're doubling down, tripling down on it. And of course, many of the media and the corporate entities out there can't admit that they were wrong, because if they admit that they're wrong, there's going to be pushback, as you're seeing with CNN's drop in viewership. And
yeah,
so
that's
a big problem.
Right. that's slowly starting to be kind of old news. Everybody is really becoming aware of the drop in the ratings of CNN and some of the other things that are happening right now. The one thing that I think is interesting that I'd like to get your comments on, Jim, is that Robert Murdoch, on the conventional press this morning, the articles made you believe initially that Murdoch was going to get rid of some of the major players on Fox, for lack of better terms. But that was taken totally out of context, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, okay, so Rahim Kassam is he's a conservative writer,
right,
on a Substack post, basically said, hey, he believes that Fox's owner at the time, Rupert Murdoch, admitted in deposition that hey, he should have done more to stop some of the network leaders or some of the network Sean Hannity, yeah, Marietta Bartomeu, some of the other conservative talk people should have done more to keep them from talking about Dominion.
Oh, the voting machine people, right?
And this is in a defamation case against Fox filed by Dominion for, I believe, $1.6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on here is an interpretation that by Rahim that Murdoch is kind of setting up his biggest talent, Trump-supporting talent, to get kind of axed. I question that.
I think there's a possibility
that that's true, and I'm not going to say that it's there isn't a lot of maneuvering behind the scenes. Rupert Murdoch and his son, James, and son Lachlan, those two, they're globalists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
very definitely.
And of course, when they took over, the boys, when they actually, one of them took over, the other one didn't, decided to stay away from it.
Yeah.
But they were essential in having Fox News come out and give early returns with only 65% or less than 65% of the vote in Arizona,
yeah,
giving that to Donald Trump, which actually stopped voting in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, places on the East Coast,
right,
so they could pump more illegal ballots into the system, in my view. That's, yeah, my opinion on this.
Yeah.
And Fox, the people they hired for their polling, I think were involved in the whole problem of undermining Donald Trump. And I think that has to do with corporations wanting global free markets, free labor, transfer of goods and free flow of goods to the detriment of the United States, not in their best interest, but not in Americans' best interest, but in the best interest of these global corporations. And I think that's the biggest problem right now. So I'm not sure if it's Jeannie Pirro, Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartomeu, Sean Hannity. He said, I would have liked us to be stronger in denouncing it in hindsight, was the quote that he said.
Right.
Rahim takes a kind of a big step there, because in fact these are some of their biggest moneymakers.
They are, sure.
And so there's some risk there if you got rid of your big online talent. And it's not like Fox News is doing badly right now. They're actually not like CNN, where they're having to fire and relieve anchors on a regular basis,
right,
because they're biased.
Well, I think what's interesting is what we're seeing right now. The political climate is getting very, very complicated right now for those of us who are truly interested and truly go to various sources, sometimes alternative sources and sometimes not. It's getting very, very complicated right now. And the problem is, between now and the 24th, when the big election comes around, it's going to get even more complicated. And the only thing that I would want to stress to our listeners who haven't been with us for, tens of years, for lack of better terms, I would say, please look at every side, both sides of every story, and then you'll become a lot better informed. Comments, Jimmy?
Yeah, just let me follow up with that on the Hunter Biden issue. Remember,
sure,
the Washington Post story that was,
right,
censored by Facebook, by Google, by Twitter.
Yeah.
And of course, shutting down that information so people couldn't see it was very effective.
Yeah.
And of course, now we have the House investigating it at length, the relationship between the Bidens and, of course, Chinese, Ukrainians, business, and how Hunter Biden, in a very decrepit way, with a lot of the, absolutely dastardly things that he did, showing himself on with drugs and,
yeah,
prostitutes and everything else on the laptop, Now we find out that apparently, according to Paul Sperry, Real Clear Investigations, that there are dozens of gigabytes of data that have not been recovered, that were not on the congressional investigative laptop that they did look at. Now, there's a couple of different versions out there. In particular, the FBI had a laptop early on, and of course, there was saved hard drives from that. There is a possibility to gain that information out. It may, in fact, show even more potentially damaging information to the Bidens. Here's what's important to understand politically from this. All politics is about timing. In the United States, people have, you know, kind of a short-term memory problem. They forget things very quick. And so it'll be essential for those that are doing this investigation to release the information after a thorough, very detailed amount of research and validation of the information before they go forward with it, so they're not attacked from the left-wing media and the corporate media. But what's going to happen here, what I think is going to happen is, come next fall, after, if Biden does announce his reelection, which indicators are he's going to do it, probably, that keeps other Democrats out of the running for the time being. So if the Republicans in the House, and this is, you know, would be a smart political strategy, hold off and release that information into the primary season when there's really little time for a powerful Democrat to gain money and resources and pay attention, right as the primary season gets off, then Joe Biden might be forced out of office. And of course, even The Atlantic, New York Times, there's been a lot of negative press on both Kamala Harris as well as Joe Biden, saying, hey, you probably need to step down.
Yeah.
These could all be indicators of finally the American public waking up and saying, you know what, this is crazy and we're going to have to go another direction.
Well, you'd have to ask the question, though, what is crazy? You know, it's what I think is crazy is some of the really, really flippant policies that are coming out right now. And I think some of the involvement of the Department of Justice, the FBI, et cetera, I think that's getting a little bit crazy, too.
Oh, there's no question. The way the Department of Justice has been attacking political entities, opposing politicians,
right,
the party without holding their own people accountable at all is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The involvement, and you go back and so Paul Sperry, once again, Real Clear Politics, reporting back a couple weeks ago, Louis Freeh, the former FBI director before Mueller. Louis Freeh donated $100,000 to Joe Biden's children.
Wow.
$100,000. His grandchildren.
Yeah.
For education benefits when Louis Freeh was operating a consultancy and wanted more business.
Yeah.
And of course, he's in all over Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
In emails calling Joe Biden dad, like almost like in a personal way. So you've got. You've got Louis Freeh, you've got Mueller, who we saw the incompetence that he had in the hearings over the Russia collusion hearings, and you saw James Comey, what he did in order to undermine faith and confidence in the FBI because of their involvement, political involvement, in trying to undermine Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You've seen just one after another. Chris Wray, saying the most important thing in America right now, the biggest threat to America, domestic threat, is white supremacists.
Yeah.
When, I mean, you could probably count them on, in a couple of sheets of paper around the country.
It's, oh, I think like, you could, yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the White House pushing these diversity goals and guidance, the absolute craziness at the border, the failures in the economy, the continued inflation that's killing people, and, of course, the foreign policy issues, failing to come up with a solution. And just exacerbating the problem in Ukraine, the disastrous evacuation of Afghanistan and the walk away from there with left so much damage. And then, of course, you've got potential for global conflict with the Chinese through Taiwan. And this is one catastrophic decision after another with this administration.
Well, I'm going to say, whether you agree with President Biden or don't agree is your business, not my business. It's your business. But I want to say this. You need to look very, very carefully at every single story. President Biden, the one thing you place where you have to really give him credit is he is incredibly well connected in Washington. And I would predict that probably the ticket in the next election, 2020 or 24, I'm sorry, is going 2020. Boy, I'm a little crazy today. In 24, I would predict that the Democratic ticket may continue to be Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And I wouldn't be surprised if that one perhaps won. And the only reason I would say that is because too many people in America refuse to look at both sides of every story. And you have to. It's critical at this point.
I would say that most of them will never see both sides of every story because of the sources of information they
look at. Well, that's true. But they really need to not do that. Jimmy, I got to run.
You bet, Al. We'll talk to you later.
Great daily. Thanks. Okay, you guys, we'll be back tomorrow.
More about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.